all the way from Morton's Gap. We appreciate him being with us tonight. And so be attentive to the Word of God. Brother, yes, you come on, preach to us.
Amen. I am excited.
Amen.
I have had a wonderful time of fellowship here with the Island Ford Baptist Church and the pastor and everybody working the marathon. And turn my mic on. The bottom button. Is it on now? Brother Steve said it's on. I'm ready to go. Who told you to use that song, Little Is Much? I tell everybody, I'm not a long preacher. I'm only 5'8½ tall. I believe somebody told Brother Philip, but little is much. And if the Lord's in it, we won't it. But it's so, let me hurry your standing, but it's so good to be here tonight. I'd say enjoy the fellowship. Now, I went to church with Island Ford Baptist Church and the Angels and you for a couple of weeks because my wife got the COVID and then I got it and I tested positive for 9 days. So I was listening when Brother Larry Wells was preaching. Oh, I love Brother Wells and what a preacher. But then I heard your pastor, teaching and preaching out of the Word. You have a wonderful opportunity here. And listen, I'm telling you before the Lord tonight, Brother Shepherd, and I never could remember his name, and you know they tell you, if you can't remember something, associate it with some other word. And I got to thinking, what would work there? And I got to think about sheep, sheep and shepherd. And now I remember his name. You notice I called it there, didn't have any trouble. And so that worked. But as I said, I had a wonderful time of fellowship going to church with you.
Amen.
And oh, thank the Lord you've got a man that teaches and preaches the Word of God. And I just rejoiced in that and thank the Lord for you. And as I say, I thank you. I've had so much fellowship and I know you love me and we just fellowship together. And in the last 2 days, I fell madly in love. These babies. Grandma's got one of them right there. Little sleepy-eyed little girl. I'm a papaw, so I can't keep my hands off these babies.
Amen.
But all these children. I don't know how many children are here in the church. 42. 42 children.
Amen.
Sister Back told us that. Sister Ruth. Oh, that's wonderful and so good. And see them Baptist babies up here putting that money in there. Wasn't that something? Most Baptists you see fighting the other way, trying to get out the door and sell offering. But, let me hear. But I just thank the Lord for this church. I love this church. Thank you, Lord, for your fellowship and love. It is good to see each one of you tonight. Thank the Lord for you coming. We appreciate the visitors being here. Good to see Sister back here,
Amen.
Brother Sam, and I'm glad that she is feeling better.
Yes.
And we thank the Lord for that. Lil, let me, I want to make a statement. I never more wanted to live than I do tonight. But I am 76 years old. Been preaching the Word of God almost 50 years.
Amen.
Pastoring almost that long. And I never more wanted to die more than I do tonight.
Right.
Genesis chapter number 22. And we'll try to read hurriedly, not too hurriedly. You know when a preacher starts saying things like that, you know he's not telling the truth. He's done God. Genesis chapter number 22. Now I could title the message tonight, You've Gone Too Far. Or a long way off. Genesis 22, verse number 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Notice that. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went, both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee, thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Now notice verse number 18. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Father, we thank you tonight to come together. Thank you, Lord, for your direction in the scripture tonight. Now, Lord, I pray that you might help us. Lord, I pray if there be one in our midst that does not know our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, does not have the peace and joy of knowing that sin is forgiven. Lord, I pray you would help that heart. Lord, we pray, Lord, every one of us have needs. Lord, we pray that you would help us, as the preacher said tonight, Lord, increase our faith. Yes. Lord, increase our faithfulness to thee. Lord, help us that when those that are unsaved, and Lord, those have grown cold-hearted, Lord, those that have become unfaithful, help them, Lord, when they see us to say, there is a man that knows the Lord Jesus. Lord, we just pray that you might direct us. And Lord, might everything we do bring honor and glory to you. It's so good to have visitors tonight. It's so good to come together with the Island Ford Baptist Church and fellowship together. Lord, just help us in everything we do that we bring honor and praise to thee. Lord, help us to love thee first and foremost. And Lord, then we will be able to love others as we should. Thank you, Lord, and forgive us and help this wonderful church, Lord, and help this pastor to carry the load and help him to be obedient to thee. And, Lord, thank you for such a people that follows him, that honors him and helps him. And, Lord, thank you for the wonderful radio station, WSOF, the wonderful sounds of faith that go out. Lord, goes into all the world, and that's the commandment. And the church here is trying to follow it. And Lord, we that listen, we love the station. We thank you for it. We appreciate the blessing of it. And Lord, we want to be a help. Yes. And Lord, we know that you're going to meet the finances. Lord, it's just a little harder when they come in slower. But Lord, again, increase our faith. and help us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of a wonderful Savior and Lord. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Thank you for your faithfulness. Now, let me say, my tie, I don't want you to think I'm a little sloppy preacher. But if I tie my tie real tight around my neck, it won't be very long till I'll be dizzy because I have arthritis in the neck. I think preachers, when they're preaching behind the pulpit, and this is Bob Gish's conviction, but I think they ought to wear a tie. I think they ought to wear a neat shirt. I think they ought to be dressed to honor the office. I'm not talking about lift up the man necessarily, but I'm talking about hold up the office. Listen, there's no higher calling. Before the Lord tonight, if they come and said, we want you to take Joe Biden's place and be the president, I'd say, I'm sorry, I'm busy.
Right.
Well, surely I would say that, but I don't know. Surely I can make a little time, and just a little bit of time, I could probably do a whole lot better job than what's being done. Let me say that. But no, I have a higher calling.
Amen.
And that is to preach the Word of God. And standing up here, we as preachers, we represent the Lord. Now, we're not the Holy See. We don't claim to be the Pope. No, we're not taking the place of the Lord Jesus. But we are representing the Lord here in this office. And I think a man ought to dress to, you know, to be. But we'll move on from that. But, I read this context in the text tonight. Abraham obeyed the Lord.
Yes.
Now, we know what Hebrews 11 says in the book of Genesis. We read about Abraham and what a great man of faith he was.
Yes.
But as I read this text tonight, I can't help but wonder. Hebrews 11, 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Right.
The substance of things not seen. Now, was Abraham greater here when he went to sacrifice Isaac, his son, because of his faith or because of his obedience?
Right.
Because of his faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, I believe when the Lord told Abraham to take Isaac, his only son, his beloved son, I believe it shocked Abraham beyond anything that he had ever heard. Because that's what the heathen were doing, was sacrificing their children. And I believe Abraham to himself, I believe he said, this is not the God that I know that would ask me to do this. And if I can tonight, just the scripture in the New Testament, the Lord says, he that does not take up his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. And I said that about dying tonight to say, I'm afraid with the Christians, there's maybe a whole lot more living than there is dying.
Yes, sir.
And I'm afraid that one of the things maybe that's wrong with us in our churches is, we need to do more dying. Oh, there's so much dying going on in our world tonight. Every way we turn. And that's wrong. But there's some dying, I'm afraid, that ought to be going on that's not going on.
Yes, sir.
And we hear the television preachers and those that want to be famous and healthy and wealthy and wise, and all they talk about is living, and there's not anything wrong with living. Need to die a little more.
Yes, sir.
And die to self. And you know, a man carried a cross. There's two crosses tonight. There's Christ's cross, but there's another cross. There's two crosses.
Yep.
One of them's ours.
Right.
What is a cross for? A man carrying a cross knew he wasn't coming back when he carried that cross out of the city. The cross slays all its opponents. It kills everyone that comes against it. It never compromises, not one time. Does the cross ever compromise? And he that does not take up his cross, we're not talking about the cross. Paul said, God forbid that I glory, save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God we can glory in that we have been.
Amen.
What about that other cross? Surely a cross is to down. Surely one is not to down and the other, ours, is not just to carry around. But a cross is to down. And I know every one of us at our best is not much. But the trouble with Bob Gish is Bob Gish. It's not you. It's not somebody else. It's me. And I must say, and I'm not pointing the finger at you tonight. I'm talking about all of us. I'm afraid if there was more dying, but and it's not just in the spiritual realm. I'm telling you, in the home, in the marriage, in the nation, this bunch in Washington, if there was more dying, hey, they're all getting rich. They're not dying. They're living it up. They're stealing everything we got. Why? They think it's in living. It's not in living. It's in dying. He that does not take up his cross. Jesus said, he that loses his life shall find it. How in the world did we get to the point? I thank the Lord I was saved almost 50 years ago.
Amen.
And I enjoy my Christianity. And I like to get together with God's people and praise the Lord and worship. But I'm afraid maybe I'm trying to live too much. And not dying. I believe here in the Old Testament, I believe we can see a man carrying a cross. In the Old Testament that Jesus talked about. Now, I believe that Abraham died for 3 days when the Lord told him that. I believe he died every minute that he said they loaded the donkeys. Said he rose up early in the morning. Was he excited about going? I don't believe that. I believe the Lord said it. But you know, Abraham knew the voice of the Lord, didn't he? He had to take that boy to sacrifice him. He had to know the voice of God. And says he rose up early in the morning. He wanted to get it over with. I believe he died every minute. I believe he was listening all the way. For God to say, stop, Abraham. I really don't want you to do that. I believe he listened for him to say, he don't really want me to do that. He just wants to see if I will. And we know that he did not want the life of Isaac. You say, no, he wanted the obedience of Abraham. He wanted the life of Abraham. I believe Abraham died for 3 days, but when he raised that knife, and God had not stopped him yet, and he raised that knife and took it to slay that boy. And you know, a burnt offering, he said offer him for a burnt offering. A burnt offering is a sin offering in the Old Testament. He said, take Isaac and slay him for a sin offering. A sin offering, Abraham says, I've been faithful. I know what's going on in his mind. I've been faithful to you, Lord. I've been faithful. How in the world can I make a sin offering out of my son? God wanted Abraham to die.
Yes, sir.
Not Isaac.
Right.
Oh, it moves me. I thank the Lord, but the Lord does not intend for us to be happy all the time.
Right.
Lord, I'm glad for the joy that we have that no man can take away from us. But I don't know about a Christian that's happy all the time.
Right.
Oh, but let me hurry quickly. But if any man will take up his cross, what did the Apostle Paul say? I die daily. How did he die? He died on that cross. God forbid that I glory, save in that cross. But Paul had his cross. It wasn't his eyesight. A cross is not that the Lord tells us to carry. It's not a game leg or a bad eye or something like that. It's something to die on. Listen, you notice he said, take him to a land that I'll show thee a far off land. Folks, dying to self is a far off land.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, it's a land that's almost unknown by American Christianity.
Yes, sir.
The day we're living. Now, I don't know about the foreign countries. All I know is I went to Vietnam, all that mess long ago. We won't get into that. But I don't know anything about foreigners, just what I hear from the missionaries. But I know if they're in the shape we're in America, they don't know much about real Christianity.
Right.
Christians ought to know as much or more about dying than they do living.
Yes, sir.
I don't like that preacher. Folks, I know, but I'm just trying to tell you what we're reading in the Bible. How in the world could God ask a man to take his, we know he had another son, not just Isaac, but his eyes were on the, surely God wanted to fulfill the promise in Isaac as much as Abraham wanted it fulfilled. But here God says, take that son that you love, that only son, and sacrifice him there. That don't sound a whole lot right, does it? And then the angel of the Lord said, because thou hast obeyed my voice and done this, would it all have ended if Abraham hadn't took that boy and raised that knife? It looks like it would have ended right there.
Yeah.
It looks like there'd been no nation Israel. No first gospel church in Jerusalem. No gospel that we might hear and be saved. No Jewish Savior. I don't think God had another plan. I don't think there could be another plan. Everything hinged on Abraham. Not only the promises to him and the nation, but our salvation. And it all was built on Abraham dying. Oh, I like life. I like to live.
Sure. Yeah.
Doctor told me 26 years ago, he said, you got 40 years. That's all, as long as you're going to live. He said, your heart's so bad. He said, you go home. And said, you take a nap after every meal. He said, your heart's not strong enough to digest your food. You be doing something else. I thought, boy, that's a dream for a young man to take a nap after every meal. But they loaded me down with medicine. Before you know it, I said, I can't live like this. This might be real living, but I can't live it. I can't live this away.
Right.
I went out and went to work.
Amen.
I've been still living.
Amen.
4 years, 26 years now.
Amen.
I believe we can pleasure ourselves and lazy ourselves to death. Ease ourselves today. And I think maybe that's part of what's happened to our Christianity and our churches. We've lived at ease so long and made it so easy. It's killing us. Certainly that's what's wrong with the country. And the marriages that have gone wrong. And the lives. And young people think all you got to do is chew on chewing gum and suck on a popsicle and ease your way through life with your telephone. Listen, the greatest life is the given life.
Amen.
If I love you, I'm going to give to you. But if I love you, I'm going to die for you.
Amen.
Dying for you is greater than living for you. Here is that example in the Old Testament. And I had a great evangelist. He meant well, but I preached one time on the cross and dying to self. You know, I can't help it when I preach. I got to try to preach, you know. And he said, "Preacher, you've gone too far. Tell Abraham, preacher, tell Abraham, God's gone too far."
Yeah, come on.
He told him to take that son, his only son he loved, and sacrifice. Tell Abraham, that's too far.
Yeah.
Tell God, no, that you can't, that's too much to ask. Tell Moses when he led the children of Israel 40 years and they fussed at him, he fussed at them. But he begged God and asked God to spare him. And then, just before he died, when God told him, he said, "You're not going in because you struck the rock. You fussed at him. I told you to water him. I told you to have grace. And you got mad and you struck the rock." He said, "You're not going in." And then Moses prayed. And he said, "God, give him a shepherd. Lord, give him a shepherd." Wow. I don't know if I could have done that. Said, "God, you're killing me. Kill all them too. Bunch of hard heads." And that's what he called them before he struck the rock. Said, "Must I always do this and that for you?" Tell Moses. Tell God he's gone too far when he said, "Moses, you're going to die." You tell him he's gone too far.
Yeah.
How in the world did we get from that in the Old Testament? And in the New, "He that does not take up his cross and follow me." How in the world did we get to where we're at tonight? And I realize that we're Americans. We have a right to complain. Complain about this and that. But remember, God called it with Israel. He called it murmuring. Matter of fact, it got pretty dangerous, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
But we have a right to complain and murmur. You just do. You know, we have it so good.
Yes, we do.
Really, I know we have, you know, I've had heart trouble since as a young man. I've got cancer for several years. But the Lord's taken care of me. Oh, he's been so wonderful to me. But I complain. My wife, I complain. She don't say nothing. She just... She don't complain. She just goes, and she's not here tonight, but Miss Gish, she's working 8 hours, 5 days a week teaching my granddaughter. I mean, school. It's home school, but it's school. I'm honest with you, 8 hours a day. Teaching it. So, you know, Miss Gish has had the coronavirus, and you know, so she's not here tonight, but please give her a little bit of grace, because you'll see her. But, forgot what I was talking about. Well, Lord, you've got to help me now. But, complaining. Thank you, preacher. Complaining and griping. And I do, my wife, too. I said, "I don't think you're listening to me." No wonder she's not. Can't say it's a blame her, but she don't complain. She's going right on. She's a lady of faith, you know. And Lord, it's a preacher to help my faith, help my unbelief. But how did we get there? What is real Christianity? Surely we don't. You know, we don't leave much of a witness when we gripe and complain. Oh. 26 years ago, we were at the nursing home at Seabreeze. My mother was dying. She had a brain tumor. She'd had it for some years. My wife took care of her at our house for 13 months. Then it got so bad she had to go to the nursing home. They gave her IVs and everything at our house, my wife helping in the back bedroom. But she finally had to go to a nursing home. And I would come through and visit her on Tuesday nights as I'd come in the prison, see her other times, but I made a special trip to see her on Tuesday nights when I come in from the prison. And I came in one Tuesday night after she'd been there about 18 months, and mother didn't talk to me. She didn't answer me. As a matter of fact, she was in a coma. So I went to the desk, the nurse did. I said, "Is something happened to mother?" "No, she's fine. We made the last rounds," but I said, "She's not fine." But I went home and they called me just about 15 minutes later. "Need to get out there." And I did. And the doctor was there and said that my mother's brain tumor in her head had burst. And she was in a coma and said she certainly wasn't going to live. And they had her packed with ice on her because her temperature went past 104. They couldn't get her temperature down. And so got all the brothers and sisters there. And about 2 days, you know, we're there. But the next afternoon, about 4 o'clock, We were there, and a lady from our church called the nursing home, told my wife, said, because we had a son that just got out of college, and he was living in Henderson. You know how children are. They want to live, want to be independent. You know what, mom and dad wash the clothes and all that, but still want to be independent. You know what I mean? But so he told his mother he was coming that afternoon down 41, because he lived in Henderson, and not the bypass, and he always traveled that way. And this lady called and said there's been a guest killed on 41 right out from the truck stop. Well, we left and got in the car, and we headed out to the truck stop. Yes, sweetie, I love you. And then these little ones, so we got to the truck stop. You say, what'd you talk about? We didn't talk. My heart was here in my throat, and so was my wife. Our son was coming from Henderson just about that time, and the guest had been killed in a wreck. I know she was praying because I was praying that we wasn't talking.
Right.
And so we got pretty close to the truck stop, and the trooper was in the road and stopped us. Lord, if that's the way it's going to be, but Lord, it's too much coincidence. It's just, Lord, we have one son. And Lord, we're going to have to give him back to you, looks like. You know, a lady had a 20-year-old daughter, had cancer, died, and she said, I want to be able to give him back to the Lord, give her back to the Lord in love like the Lord gave her to me.
Amen.
I said, Lord, we know we trust you, but Lord, and the trooper was standing there, and he said, you can't go. I said, this could possibly be our child. He said, how old is your child? We said, it's our son. How old is he? And he said, 20 years old. He said, this was a little girl, 5 years old, a geese. And we could see the farm truck sitting out in the field. We couldn't see the car. You know, what do you do then? It's not, your heart slides down a little bit. But the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. Sure. So we can't rejoice that it's not our son. But, right, you know, we're so relieved. But this was not me raising the knife on Isaac.
Right.
God told Abraham. What did he feel? I have no idea what he felt. But I know he was numb. He had to be.
Yes, sir,
he obeyed God. He didn't rejoice in his faith, in his hope. But he did know that if he took the boy's life, God could raise him up again. We know that because the Bible says so.
Yes, sir.
But he had to die every minute. Here's a man carrying a cross. Well, that's Old Testament. I beg your pardon. That's Bible.
Right. There you go.
All the Bible.
Amen.
He obeyed. He said, because you have obeyed. Didn't say, Abraham, because you was excited and you knew I would raise him. It didn't say that. He said, because you have obeyed.
That's right. Amen.
Folks, I thank the Lord I was born in America.
Amen.
Been raised in America.
Yes,
but I don't know about America.
Right.
Yes, we say it's in a mess, but I'm afraid we as God's children has let a lot of things slip.
Yep.
What does, and I'm done, what does the world say when they watch us? We complain like they do.
Right.
We buy like they do.
Yep.
We pleasure as they do. Are we a dying people? Are we a living people? And oh, certainly we want to live for the Lord. We want to enjoy life and have the joy of it. Yes. But when the world looks at us, do they know anything about dying to self?
Right.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, to me, I have a hero. You know who it is? It's mothers. Mothers. Oh, listen, I couldn't be a mother. You say, we know you couldn't be. I don't have the patience. I'm telling you, mothers are patient.
Yes, sir.
Patient. Raising the children. Men don't have much patience, most of them.
Right.
You know, We can lose our patience real quick because we don't have much. Thank the Lord he gave us wives. And wives are even patient with us.
Amen.
I'm afraid the wives do a whole lot more dying. As a matter of fact, a woman is closest to death, we've been told medically, when she's having a baby.
Right.
And the world, you know, that's just a typical picture of what we're preaching and talking about tonight. She gets closest to death to give life. And if we're going to see life, I'm afraid we're going to have to, and I'm talking about Bob Gitch. I'm not just talking about point. We're going to have to get a little closer to death.
Yes.
To see more life. We've got to die to a lot of things. And that's what the world expects us to do.
Right.
That's what they look for us to do.
Yes, sir.
That's what repentance is.
Yes, sir.
It's a beginning to die to self.
Yes, sir.
And turn to him. Oh, listen, I was 26 years old. Had a wife, had a little boy. I love my wife, I love my son, but I began to think, surely there's more to life than this. I've been overseas from our country and all that, but surely there's more to life than just eating supper and going to bed and getting up and going to work the next morning. And I love my family, I'm not saying that. Surely there's more to life than them. I began to wonder. And then somebody asked me to go to a revival meeting, Hanson Baptist Church. Brother James Ford out of Evansville, the little fat short preacher, was preaching. And he preached that night, and I realized Bob Gish was an American. He was a father, had a child, hadn't robbed any banks, hadn't killed anybody. But Bob Gish was lost and on his way to hell.
Amen.
And he kept on preaching, and I said, Lord, somebody's been telling on me. And you know, I said, if I live till the next night, I'm going to get saved. And the Lord's working on me, that preacher was preaching. And the devil told me, he said, if you go up there, people's going to wonder what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Well, they knew what I'd been doing. They knew I was a lost man.
Amen.
But you know, when I turned around and looked at tears were coming out of their eyes.
Amen.
They'd been praying for me.
Amen, sir.
They knew I was a lost man.
Yeah.
They'd been crying for me. How long has it been since we wept? For somebody.
Yes, sir.
Tears for somebody.
Yes.
You know, tears are a language, the old preacher said, in themselves.
Yep.
That we really care. How in the world can I live for Bob Gish and live for self when Christ came and died for me? And he cried, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. He was to be made sin for us. The only thing God ever feared was sin. And here we got a half a world running around playing with it and enjoying it. But he died for me. How in the world can people say that they're saved, they're Christian, and live and do the things they do? I'll tell you why, because they're living. They're living. But Jesus has told us right here, the one that lives the most is losing the most.
Yep.
He that loses his life for my sake of the gospel shall find it.
Amen.
Oh, listen. Listen. They talk about, I keep reading and hearing about walking dead. There's something they have on television. Walking dead. There's a lot of people walking dead, but I don't think it's what they're talking about.
Right.
Walking around dead in sins and trespasses.
Yep.
We ought to be doing a little more dying, I'm afraid. And I don't say that harshly. I want to say it in love tonight. But folks, there's so much dying and most of it's wrong. Because there is not enough dying. And this world's not, they're going to die the wrong way, but they're not going to die for that which is right. Oh yes, we're in a mess with Washington and all that, but what we got to do, we've got to die to live.
Yes, sir.
And Washington's not going to, and the lost world's not going to.
Right.
But please, please, let's examine our lives.
Amen.
Have we ever died enough to self? to be called repentance. I can show you what real repentance is in the Bible. And it's just a whole lot of dying to self.
Right.
To live. And we baptize, died to the old life.
Yep.
Let's not make a mockery of that.
Right.
I cannot believe some of the messes churches get. Preacher, if you preach past 12 o'clock, I'm going to meet you in the parking lot. Well, we're going out there then. I'm going to meet you out there. Uh-oh. This thing ain't whooped me. I got to get it. Is it still on, Brother Steve?
Yes.
Still on. Oh, listen. Something bad wrong when a church has that attitude.
That's right.
And that goings on.
Right.
That's not. I have told every church that's ever in, if I'm just voted in there by 50%, you forget it. I got other things to do. I'm not in a mess of fighting. I got preaching to do.
Amen.
Listen, we need to be. To live is to die. But to die is to live.
Amen.
I'm done, but the Bible says one generation passes, another generation. I'm convinced if one generation did not die, the next one could not live physically. I'm convinced of that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. I'm nothing. And I can say that. Preacher, you got humility. No, Bob Gish needs to die. The world needs to see me dying to Bob Gish.
Amen.
And it'll speak to Mother Teresa. I've read Mother Teresa's life. I've read her too. I don't even know if she was saved. And when I call mother and father and all that, I want to do it because that's their title. I'm not honoring them because a man father is a priest. No. And her either. But you know why everybody knows her? Because she died. She died to herself. I'm not saying spiritually she's right. I don't know. But I'm saying she died to self.
Right. Yep.
And that's why everybody knows her. Because she died to Teresa.
Yep.
Father, thank you tonight. And again we pray, Lord, to be somebody here that does not know Christ. Lord, we ask that you might help them, help their heart, that they might, Lord, receive you, have true salvation with full security. And we know it's possible because we have it, Lord. A lot in this building tonight have it. But there may be some that does not. But Lord, help them to realize that losing for you is gaining.
Yes.
And dying to this world, as Apostle Paul said, whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto it. Thank you, Lord, for such a man. Why such a great apostle, Lord? We know it was because he died to Paul, died to Saul. Lord, help us tonight. Oh, that someone might receive the full assurance and joy of salvation. We that are Christians, Lord, help us to realize that to lose is to gain. That's what you said. Lord, we believe you. We trust you. We know that's true. But Lord, you know our frame. You remember our frame. You know we're but dust. Lord, it's hard for dust to die. But Lord, help us. And thank you for the attention tonight to the Word of God. In our wonderful Savior's name. Amen. Pastor, what do you want me to do? You want to come? Or? Let's stand if you would. If you can stand. If you don't, that's fine. But the lady's going to come play some verses on the piano. I don't know if the pastor's going to have an invitation. I know we are. But folks, what are we doing? What do you call real Christianity?
Right, yes.
I mean, what are we supposed to do? Well, would God ask Abraham? He's the father of the faith, but would God ask him and then stop right there?
No.
What is it? We all know the old preacher said God didn't want Isaac, he wanted Abraham.
Yep.
But he didn't want Abraham alive, he wanted him dead.
That's right.
And Abraham died for 3 days, and then when he raised that knife, I know he died completely.
Yep.
But look what we gained.
Amen.
All with their heads bowed. Heads bowed tonight. Maybe somebody slip up a hand. Preacher, pray for me. You pray for Bob Gish. I mean, preacher, pray for me. You pray for Bob Gish. He is.
see, we have these stories in the Bible. We call them examples. But they're all great examples why God might give our attention. Peter, Jesus told him, said, one day they'll, when you're old, said they'll give a hope to you and they take you where you don't want to go.
Yes, sir.
And then said they're going to take your life. And Peter said, Lord, look at John, what should this man do? And Jesus said, if he tarries till I come 2,000 years, if he lives the next 2,000 years, what's that to you? You can follow me.
Yes.
How was he to follow the Lord? I'll tell you how. Carry that cross.
That's right.
That cross was to die on. It wasn't just to carry around. It was to die. You know what I'm talking about. We're not idiots. We're not talking about killing each other. We're not idiots. We have the true faith, the truth.
Yes.
We're talking about dying spiritually to self.
Yes.
To live unto God. And I think, I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight. I know I'm preaching to faithful people that love the Lord. But you know, Abraham knew the voice of God. He knew God pretty well. But God still told him, Abraham, take that son, thine only son whom thou lovest, and sacrifice him there. As the old lady said, we cannot get too close to God.
Yes.
The ultimate sacrifice is us. Thank you tonight, preacher.
We're going to sing a verse to a song. The Lord spoke to you. I don't know how he didn't speak to every one of us, to be honest with you. He spoke to me.
Yes.
I'm afraid I'm way too much alive.
Yeah.
I didn't know what he was going to preach on. Had no idea. But the thought there that I started out with about Paul probably being the greatest Christian we ever knew.
Yeah.
And yet he said, yet not I, but Christ. That's because he was dying.
Yeah. That's right.
Wasn't him living. He said it's Christ living.
Yeah.
And that, Lord help us, it's too much me.
Yeah.
Right, that's true.
Yes,
that's true, ain't it? It's too much me. And Lord help us with that. We're going to sing. If you need to come pray, you obey the Lord. You do whatever the Lord says.
203.
As we sing, the Lord spoke to you. You obey the Lord. That's right. Lord help us. Help us, Lord. Again, that's got more in it than we can swallow.
Yes.
Amen. It's got more in it than we can swallow.
Yes.
Let's sing that first verse again. You listen to it. Listen to what he says. Can we honestly say it?
Save all my soul.
Amen. Amen. Spoiled. Maybe some of it, he talked about these television preachers, maybe some of it comes from too much of that influence.
Yeah.
But it's almost like we believe that if we're really serving God, then everything's going to be good.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're serving God, then there'll be no clouds in the sky, no bumps in the road, no difficulties. And that's not how Christians have ever lived. And that's not how he'll have us live. He preached it right. He preached it dead on the money right. Amen. And I appreciate it. I want to be surrendered to God. Submitted. I want to be submitted to God. Right? Lord, thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. I read just a little bit this morning of Thomas Brooks, String of Pearls. It's a funeral sermon he preached. And he's talking about this family had lost their daughter. A man had lost his wife. And he said, you don't need to grieve like others that have no hope. He said, I'm not telling you don't grieve. And I'm paraphrasing a lot. But he's saying you don't need to grieve like the world grieves. He said, you need to recognize the hand of God in this. And you need to recognize that she's better now than she ever was. And the only thing good about her when she was here was that she knew Christ. Right. And he said, now she knows him more. So she's better. Yeah. But see, we think, Lord, you got to let them live. You got to let them live or you've done me wrong. God ain't never done nobody wrong. No. God's never done one of us wrong. We might not like it, but he's done us right. And that cross, amen. Boy, I'll tell you, that's right. But here's what the statement, I didn't mean to get up, but here's the statement that he made. He said, you read about Job. He said, you read about Abraham. You read about those men that suffered. He said, you would do well, rather than to praise them, to imitate them. Rather than praise their faith, he said, you'd do better to imitate their faith. Boy, that's right. Lord, help us. I'm not preaching just to you, amen. And I'm not trying to re-preach this message, but boy, I mean, it's sealing in my heart. It's ringing true in my heart. It's dead on the money right. Amen. God's right. I don't know what we're going to face in the future, but our job is to just obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. That's right. God got more blessing out of Abraham's obedience than if he had sacrificed Isaac. Because it's the obedience that was best. Now, boy, amen, amen, amen. And I don't know exactly how we can take all that and chew it, but I believe it's providentially sent to us. I believe it's in the perfect will of God. Amen. For whatever's ahead of us, God sent us a message tonight. Amen. Our job is to live for God and obey God, even if it means dying to Him. Amen. Amen. Lord, help us. Lord, help us in that. All right. We're going to dismiss in a word of prayer. And not a shouting message, but one that will help us shout one of these days.
Amen.
Right. I guess Abraham and Isaac were shouting coming down that mountain.
Amen.
Amen. Isaac hadn't died, but Abraham had. Amen. Amen. And they're shouting her out coming down that mountain. No doubt about it. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. And that statement Brother Gish made about the one generation has to die for the next one to live. I wonder if we might could reach this generation if we'd be willing to die for the Lord. Amen. And that just means give up what we want. That's, you know, we're not talking about cutting your wrists and bleeding yourself out. We're talking about surrendering and submitting to God and letting Him have His way in our life rather than just my way. Lord, this is what I want. This is what I want. Amen. Amen. Too often we're doing what's convenient for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I go back and I'm quitting, but I'm going back to what I told my wife when the church here called us. I said to her, I said, I'm comfortable. There at Vision, I said, I'm comfortable. And as soon as I said it, the Holy Ghost said, how many times can you serve God in your comfort zone? God almost always, if not always, makes us get out of our comfort zone to really serve Him. Amen. Hey, God ever told you to witness to somebody and you know what happened? You got uncomfortable real quick. Amen. That's right. To do the will of God, you got to get uncomfortable. I believe that. Amen. Amen. All right. I am preaching this. So we're tag team preaching, preacher. Amen. But that's true. I'm telling you, that is so good. That's such a truth. That is a forgotten truth. Amen. I don't know whenever I've heard it expounded like it's been tonight. I appreciate God doing that. I appreciate God using Brother Gish to do that. And I'm saying that to build him up. He don't need to be built up. He needs to die. Amen. I understand that. But it's the truth of God's word. Thank God for giving it to His servant and Him giving it to us. Amen. We're going to gather around and get my wife to come up front, Brother Gish to come up front. We'll come around and shake hands and dismiss in a word of prayer. We'll go back and marathon a little bit more tonight. We got a long ways to go. We're going to get there. So we need to work on that. Pray about it. Pray that God would bless it. But let Brother Gish know you appreciate the preaching. And listen, take this and chew on it. Yeah. Maybe get a CD of this. Listen to it again down the road somewhere. I believe it would be good for us. Amen. To do that. And ask God to help us to chew on it and to digest it for His glory and honor. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm going to ask Brother Downs to dismiss us in prayer. Brother Gish, if you'll come up front, we'll stand up here. If you would dismiss us, brother.
Dear Heavenly Father, we'd like to thank the Lord for this day. Lord, thankful that you've allowed us to come this way tonight. And Lord, we know that, Lord, this is not a message that we often shout on.
No. Help us, Lord.
But Lord, it is
true.
Truth, yes. Lord, it's a message we need to hear.
Yes.
Lord, it struck a chord with me.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord for, Lord, giving it to your servant.
Yes.
And Lord, you allowed him to give it to us.
Yes.
What I often say, Lord, I pray you help me get out what you put in me.
Yes.
Lord, I'm thankful tonight for the faithfulness.
Yes.
Lord, I was thankful while he was preaching. I think I've known Brother Gish since I was about 6 years old. Lord, I'm thankful for men that have stayed by the stuff.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Lord, I'm not magnifying Brother Gish. God, you know my heart tonight.
Yes.
Lord, I'm thankful for men that stood.
Yes.
Lord, men that, Lord, haven't wavered. Lord, I'm thankful, Lord, for just so many that you've allowed. Lord, me to know and put into my life that they've been an influence on me. Thank you for this church here. Brother Shepherd, the church. The years they've been faithful, been on this radio.
Yes.
God, I pray you'd meet the need there.
Yes.
Lord, I pray you'd help them to raise the needed funds. Lord, they can push through for another 3 months.
Yes.
Lord, we want to see that tire of the case.
Yes.
Lord, well, we might have a good, clear signal and be able to listen to it every day.
Yes.
Lord, we're praying towards that. Just pray you'd help.
Yes.
Lord, I pray you'd lay it on the hearts of your people and give.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for those that have and all the sacrifices made. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for the good spirit here tonight.
Yes.
Lord, I just pray as we leave here tonight, God, that we won't just let this fall on deaf ears.
Yes, Lord. That's right.
Lord, even as we go home, we'll think on it.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, it'll just continue to burn our hearts. Lord, I pray. Lord, how we need to die to self.
Yes.
Lord, I think that might be the hardest thing that will ever be asked of us as we die to self. To crucify the flesh with the conviction of lust, as Paul says. God help us. Just thank you, Lord, for loving us.
Yes.
Thank you for the great salvation
yes.
we have through Jesus Christ our Lord. He was willing. I thought about this on the way up here. Paul reminded us that we've not been appointed unto wrath, but to obtain salvation.
Yes, yes.
And the reason why is because my sin, and actually the world's sin, was laid upon Christ.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And he would bear that sin in his body.
Yes.
That wrath that should have been mine.
Yes.
He endured it.
Yes.
Oh, he died on that cross. The cross means death.
Yes.
So God help us to die to self and live in Christ.
Yes.
Have your will and way. Watch over us as we travel. Protect us. Keep us.
Yes.
Strengthen our churches and men of God in this day.
Yes.
Have your will and way. Forgive us of all of our sins.
And yes.
Cleanse us. Lord, may we leave here rightly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.